Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Garwin Lenander with some very special guests again today. We have Jenny Mason, who is the Executive Director of the Resource Center at St. Andrew's Church, and Pastor Sarah Breckenridge, who is the Executive Pastor at St. Andrew's Church. Last week, we talked a little bit about the background of the Resource Center, and we're going to continue on a little bit today with some additional things. Just a couple background things. When did this start? We talked about that last week. Just give us another.
Yep, we started back in March of 2011. So we're coming up on our seven-year anniversary.
Do you know how many people you served that first year?
Oh, gosh. First year, I don't know. But I know that we've served 3,000 families in all those years. So,
how many did you serve last year, do you know?
I do. Last year, we served 853 families. That we touched them in some way. We have several services.
Obviously, yes.
Right? So shelter, rental assistance, emergency food, employment mentoring, clothing. We now have Mental Health Resource Council, which is a wonderful service. We have a community meal every Thursday night that's free to the public. So with all of that, 853 families came through our resource center last year alone.
It's amazing. You have an agreement with many of the other churches who supply some of the things. But give a little smidgen of background of that.
Sure. We have a little better than a five-year relationship with Guardian Angels Catholic Church in Oakdale that converted their former rectory into a homeless shelter where we can house up to seven families. And then that project, which is called Hope for the Journey Home, has a network of 30 congregations that support that with volunteers and other types of support. But primarily, to run a shelter, you need a lot of volunteers.
Absolutely.
And same with our Thursday evening meal. We have often neighboring churches who volunteer to take a Thursday night to come in and to help serve that meal and get them connected. But one of the exciting things that we're excited about is we're thinking about these partnerships with churches is the fact is that we know that there is still a need, that we are still having to turn away families every day, and it breaks our heart. And so looking for creative means and ways to partner with other congregations similar to how we are with Guardian Angels. And so we were thrilled when we found an area church in Hugo. And so, yeah.
So St. Genevieve's Catholic Church, they're a combined parish, and they had a unused rectory. It was sitting vacant for several years on Highway 61 in Hugo.
And you swooped in and found a use for it.
We feel like God brought us all together to find a new use for that. So that rectory is being renovated from the inside out, and we're looking forward to opening this summer. And that will have five bedrooms, and it'll even have a handicapped or handicapped accessible bedroom and bathroom on the first floor, which will be a great resource to have.
And I know we talked about this in our last show, but the fact is that we are the hub for homelessness in Washington County. So if you called the county, they would refer you to St. Andrews to help. And we've realized that Washington County is a huge county. And so having just the one shelter where they could be sheltered there but be working way at the other end of Washington County. And so as we know, it's a stretched out and long county, that the ability to have a shelter at the very other end will truly help our families in need.
Would you have different options there at Hugo than you have now here
It'll run as a similar program, but okay. it'll be an overnight shelter, right?
Oh,
so,
okay.
So families are in the shelter overnight. The school buses come to pick up the children in the morning and drop them off at the shelter in the afternoon. And so in those daytime hours, we invite the parents, and then if there's any minor children that aren't in school yet, they come to the Community Resource Center so they can be working with a case manager, They can work on their housing search, on employment, and those goals that will help them get out of shelter, because that is just an emergency solution.
What's the most important thing that you supply for the people? What area is your most? Is it food, clothing, shelter? What? Which one do you lead with, I guess, if I say that?
Well, I think, you know, for me, really, that basic need that we're meeting is for community and hospitality. We say our mission is to provide help, hope, and healing for our neighbors in need. And you know, when you are struggling to keep your housing, or you've already lost your housing and your life has really become quite chaotic, just to be able to find a place that will take your call and that will listen to your story, or a place you can come into and be welcomed with open arms, is a huge, it's a huge gift. And that's what we try to, I think that's front and center, is just that hospitality.
So it isn't one specific thing, it's the big picture, the whole picture, yes.
And we will hear again and again how experiences they've had in other places that they feel like a number, or that they're just being kind of taken care of as quickly as they can, that they know when they've entered our doors that we are truly glad to see them, that gift of hospitality, and that we walk with them. We're not just going to give them one thing and send them out the door. Like, let's sit down. Let's figure out a plan. How can we bring change? And obviously, we don't have all the resources they need, but we are pretty committed to helping them get in touch with those who could help. So I think that walking alongside is really one of our biggest gifts that we offer.
Somebody came along and said, I've got some money. Would you take it?
I'd think about it before I'd say, show me that checkbook, show me the cash. No, these are services that cost a lot of money, and we operate out of the generosity of many individuals, many of them, you know, members of St. Andrew's and other congregations and foundations. For instance, we don't receive any government funding for what we do, and that's a freedom, right? But it also means then we have to
be creative.
We have to be creative and cover that gap with other resources. So we're always happy to receive donations.
You will also take volunteers to come in and help?
Absolutely. And if I could say a little bit about that, we're going to open this new shelter in Hugo. It'll be called the St. Andrew's Family Shelter. And we anticipate a summer opening. We have a grand opening date of June 24th, and we'll have to, of course, get permission, you know, to open it and have folks inside. So we don't know exactly when we'll receive our first family, but we're going to need volunteers to cover those shifts. As I mentioned, they come to St. Andrew's Resource Center during the day, but in all those hours when the families are present in the house, we operate it and we staff it with one or two staff people from St. Andrew's, but we rely on volunteers for the other staffing. And the biggest job of the volunteers is to, again, provide that hospitality for the families, a friendly face. They might be playing with a child, or helping them with homework, or doing some meal prep, and making sure that folks are provided for.
I have done that a couple, three or four times, I guess, down at Guardian Angels.
Yeah.
To work for the evening meal and bring the kids in there to feed them.
Yep.
Take care of them a little bit, play some games. And it's amazing to see the kids. The kids are kids, whatever. Oh, I don't really like that. What else we got to eat? And, you know, my kids, when they did that, I have just about all come unglued. But those kids are doing the same thing.
They're kids.
They're kids, yeah.
Right? They're not going to like everything that's prepared.
No,
but
they sure don't.
But, yeah, so we rely on volunteers like you to come and serve a shift. We always work in pairs, and, you know, it's two at a time. And we don't put any age limit on volunteering. A parent can bring a child, a grandparent can bring a child, or, you know, two friends, or two strangers, too.
It's right? A great opportunity for families who are looking for a service opportunity, wanting to teach their kids about the importance of giving back to community. And so to be able to bring your kids or grandkids and just share with them, and to help build relationships, and to see, again, those similarities that we have with our brothers and sisters.
And if I could say one more thing about the volunteers, we are looking. So Guardian Angels is has a network of 30 congregations that support that shelter. So we're looking to build a similar network for the new St. Andrew's Family Shelter. Right now we're out speaking to about 12 congregations, but we've got to cover 52 weeks of the year. So, you know, if someone's listening out there and your church isn't involved with this yet and you think that might be something your congregation could take a week or two, that would be great. Or if you're a part of a community group.
I was going to say, you don't have to be a church.
No.
But, you know, we do need some organizing group that filters volunteers to us.
Yep.
Right. Give a phone number. We haven't talked about a phone number yet.
Oh, sure. Our phone number, our main helpline number, is 651-762-9124.
Do it again, please.
651-762-9124.
You'll take all the volunteers that you can get. You'll take all the money that can come in. It's a any idea what it cost you to run the resource center last year?
It cost us about $600,000 a year to run the community resource center, and that's because primarily the money that we spend on the great staff that we have, on the cost of shelter, the rental assistance that we provide. Last year we served over 100 families with rental assistance, so they didn't lose their housing but could stay in their homes. And that costs money, but it's money well spent.
$600,000. All of that came from volunteers. It did not come from St. Andrew's Church. That was not part of their...
It's not part of the church's budget.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
It's from individual members, right, and donors
and Guardian Angels
foundations
and whatever else. Yes.
But St. Andrew's Church, as such, it gives us the space that we operate in. We don't have to pay those overhead costs, you know, to keep the lights on.
Right,
so it's
right.
A huge, and then plus all the volunteers. So that's probably worth another $300,000.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
And it truly is a mission of the church. That was really important when we started it. Well, should we put it in a better location or be somewhere else? But we truly believe this is exactly the work the church should be doing, is to caring for those who need it, to helping those who need it. And so as we think about reaching out and being a place of safety and security and welcome, it's really all out of just the commission of Jesus to love God and to love our neighbors.
And help out those who should help out a little bit.
Exactly.
And that's what you're saying.
Yep.
It's what makes it work, right? When we see our neighbor in need and we say, I can help with that.
Any last words? We're just about out of time. One more time with your phone number.
You bet. It's 651-762-9124.
Any volunteers? You'd love to have volunteers. Anybody who would like to give some money? You'll love to take the money.
Of course.
And we'll use it well. We can promise you that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is just frankly amazing what has happened with this resource center. I've been watching it for the last 7 years.
Yep.
And I can't believe how big it's grown and how many people that it serves, because it does a tremendous job. And now we're going to expand it out, and that's going to be great. Any last words? We're down to about 30 seconds, ladies.
I guess I'd like to remind people that, you know, we do have homelessness in the suburbs. 52% of our low-income families in the metro area call the suburbs home. And who are homeless? It's the children.
It's the kids. Yeah,
it's the kids.
I'd like to thank you for being with us this morning, ladies. And join us again next week on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.